entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. If you're not live, thank you for taking the time to download it and put it on something and shove it into your fucking head. Anyway, I'm sorry to be so crass. I didn't mean to be. Because I have help tonight. I have assistance tonight with me, ladies and gentlemen. As always, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you tonight?
Great.
Just turn that music off. Don't even bother fading it out. Just fucking turn it off. Steve, you're doing great?
Doing great.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you something now, Steve. I'm not done with the introductions yet. Ladies and gentlemen, joining Steve and I, as always, Frank the Germfreak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
It's good to be here. Thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
What was that?
It's my cell phone. Well, no, that means I got emails. I have different ring tones for it. No, that's a text.
I just picture you in a
Frank
world.
On a telegraph.
Within 10 seconds of hearing you, we heard three interactions. Are you just constantly bombarded with texts and emails?
I am. Yes, I am.
Do you regret having a phone at this point?
No. You need a phone. A phone is oxygen, my friend. And just like
it's a bad analogy. Well, metaphor, actually.
For Frank, I think it's not too bad. I think he truly needs it to live.
Well, for Frank, maybe, yeah.
At this point, is this a requirement for you? Like, you can't function without your cell phone?
You know what? I'm probably. You know what? I have to wait till I get back to my office and check my emails and everything.
I like how you say get back to your office. Like, you're not in that little fucking cavern of paper and no-dose bottles most of the day.
Right.
If I can ever escape back to the office and check some emails, it really comes in handy. But you're there most of the time.
That's it. Most of the time I'm here.
I bet you the phone came in handy during the recent outages. I'm glad by the way, I relayed your message that you wanted the listeners to hear, that you've survived, you and your family.
What I went through paled in comparison to what many people went through. Including yourself. I was this is old news now, but you know,
it definitely is.
I was out of power for a while and I felt separated from the outside world.
But the thing is, you had the phone. That's the difference.
I had the cell phone. I didn't have the landline.
That's true, but no longer did you have to rely on ghost stories and just trying to keep the kids busy. You could just shut the kids out and stare at your glowing rectangle until the battery dies. And then deal with everything else.
Right.
So is that what you found yourself doing?
Well, what I would have to do is I had no power to charge the phone up. So the phone is essentially useless.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were a few.
So what I did was I utilized the my car, you know, the charger in my car, and I did it that way.
So you just ran the car in the driveway like somebody who's going to kill themselves. Just sat in a running
car.
Well,
no, you didn't have to put the car on. It charged it even without putting it on. Hmm.
At a reflex, did you just run a hose from the muffler to the driver's side?
No, I didn't do that, no.
So, yeah, the phone was a definite nice to have, I guess you could say, for this whole ordeal. Because otherwise, you have no idea what's going on. And I imagine that you were able to
you know, keep up with all the important things like the weather updates and, you know, updates from your town's website. Or you just stared at Facebook. What did you do most while you had no power and your only source of entertainment was your phone?
What did I do? I went to my mother's for a couple of days, Friday night, Saturday night, and but I didn't bring anything with me. I would go back home to shower, and every time I go back home, I felt like I was in somebody else's house when I'd go in, because this house was just frigid at that point. It was cold, dank.
And you had you'd been staying in there for a while with no lights and no heat, right?
Like I stuck it out during the weekdays, but once the weekend came, you know, I typically don't need I typically don't really communicate that much work wise in the weekend, so I went to my mother's house.
So I'd imagine going back to a stray pizza box or like some cords you'd run around, just like a cold, dark, messy place.
Yeah, it didn't seem like my house. It seemed like a stranger.
Like you came back to life to revisit the house you died in.
Right. It was like a stranger. I didn't feel comfortable here. I wanted to get in and get out real quickly.
Why did you go back to shower, though? Why couldn't you shower at your mother's house?
I was just too lazy to bring all my toiletries and everything over.
What all your toiletries?
Right.
Steve, let me ask you, how many toiletries do you have?
I have soap and shampoo.
Exactly. You give me a fucking a damp rag and a water source, I'm good. A bar of soap, I'm good. I can clean myself. What toiletries do you need?
Well, you know, I need this my soap, my toothbrush, my razor if I need to shave, and that's pretty much it.
You couldn't bring those things?
I also didn't feel like packing, you know, underwear and socks and clothes. It was just easier to come back and forth.
So you didn't want to commit to it. You didn't want to feel like you're moving back in your parents' house.
You know, the night of the hurricane, I was in Home Depot, and a shitload – during the hurricane, the biggest commodity was a generator. You got a generator? Who got a generator? We got a generator. What's a generator? Okay. The generator was like gold. So when I went to – I was at Home Depot the night of the hurricane, you know, and I heard that they got a shipment of generators in. So I went there, and in fact, they had two pallets of generators. $1,200 it cost me for a fucking – or $1,000 for a generator. I bought the generator. It's still in the fucking box in my wife's car.
You didn't even use it?
I didn't even open the fucking thing up. And let me tell you why I didn't open it up. Because the generator is not what it's cracked up to be. And let me move.
What, it didn't generate power?
No. The problem with the generator is the generator needs gasoline in order to work. And since we had a gasoline shortage, gasoline stations were like endangered species for a couple weeks. So in essence, it really didn't make a fucking difference, because if you couldn't find gas anywhere, what's the fucking point of using you couldn't use a generator.
So basically, you're putting this generator purchase up on the shelf amongst the ranks of your Bon Jovi tickets. Something exactly. You just spent over $1,000 for, right, and got no enjoyment from.
Now, I didn't open the box up. I still have the receipt. I could still technically bring it back, and we're debating, you know, whether or not to bring it back or keep it. We don't really know. But I said to myself, all right, so there were times, you know, I did wait in line one night for an hour or so for gas. And I said, you know, what's the point of doing this? Every fucking day I got to, you know, go back and forth for gas. It's just not worth it. And then what's the generator going to fix? It's not going to put the internet back on. See, let me tell you something. Having power is crap to me without the internet. I don't give a shit if I have power or not if I don't have internet. You know what I'm saying? Internet, I need internet more than I need power.
I'm with you after getting power back. Before having power, I want fucking power. I want it back. I need to have a furnace running. I need to have the ability to charge things in my own house and not go to various charging stations or public places. But yeah, once you have it back for like 6 hours and there's no internet, you're like, where's the fucking internet? Come on!
Right.
Gotta check some shit out. I need to see who's eating mangoes and who liked their donuts today on stupid fucking Facebook. You know what, Frank? You had told me something that was irritating you. Because while you had the power out, you were checking Facebook on your phone. And there was a certain pattern of posts.
Yes,
periodically, you would see someone else say, what
was someone it? Came to the promise. You know, somebody reached the promised land. The famous quote, I got my powers back. I got power.
It's back on
with fucking three exclamation points.
Yeah.
Okay. These.
So famous. Excited. I actually saw someone say, we got power. I am giddy with excitement, but they spelled it G-I-T-T-Y. I couldn't even muster the energy to fucking smash him on a reply because it was already littered with, oh, congratulations. Where are you located? Oh, I guess we're next. I couldn't give a fuck less. Every time I saw it, a little piece of me fucking died.
People who announce they got the power back is like, you know, for lack of a better, you know, cliche, you know, like pouring salt in your wound, okay? I don't give a shit. If you get
you
your power back, don't brag about it.
You took it personally every time you see it. You saw it, didn't you?
Okay, what I did was I wanted to throw a little thing on there, but what I said was, you know, that I was anticipating my turn to announce that I had power. Now, and even when my power was finally restored a week later, I didn't even I kept to my guns and I didn't even announce it. I would not announce it because it wouldn't have been fair to people like yourself who still had to go another week without power.
Well, I mean, by the time I got mine back, the entire world had power. Like even undeveloped countries in fucking Central Africa actually got a power grid before I got my fucking power back. I was one of the last in my Facebook wall. So I me doing it would have been fucking played out. People probably would have thought I was doing it ironically. Like the guy who figured he would post about there being no lines at the various gas stations 2 weeks after the shortage. Hey guys, Shell station, no lines. Oh, I hated it. I just fucking hate people. Absolutely fucking hate it. There was nothing to do. And I know we already covered this shit. I know we went over it all last week, but I thought of something that we did. Amanda and I decided, like, Amanda asked me to shop, and I was completely cool with it. That shit would never happen if I had a steady flow of internet access.
Well, why you were cool with it is because you're going it's like an oasis. You're going to some place that has power.
She goes,
it was awesome.
I want to go to the Garden State Plaza. They have a soap store there that I'm like, yeah, let's go. Ask me any other day to go to a fucking soap store. And then I get there and there's big signs, no testing on animals. So I don't even have the joy of knowing these products abused animals while they were being perfected. So I go there and I'm you know, it's like we're in some kind of heat. We're not just sitting you know, growing apart on a couch in a frozen house.
Oh my God.
I mean, like that. It'll do that to you. It'll drive the closest people against each other. So you know, we're doing something, and it was fun. And we made our way through the mall. Saw the Tesla store. They actually have a fucking Tesla dealership, and that was pretty cool to see. But we went to this toy store, and it's to pick up some gifts for some of the younger people that we have to get gifts for Christmas. And it was one of those stores where it's not like a Toys R Us or a KB. It's like a brainy kind of...
Zany brainy?
Something like that. They have all the little skill games, the puzzles, chess boards and shit. And we went there to look for some stuff. And it's staffed by these like 15 to 17 year old like Asian girls that are kind of cute, and they have glasses, and they're like into all the nerdy shit, and they talk about it passionately. And some of the customers are these like awkward boys that just like look like they hang out there with the hope of catching the eye of one of these Asian broads. And while I was there, I was looking at some of the games, deciding to get one of them for as a present. And I saw this kid, like in front of me in a looking at a rack, looking at some kind of a book or something. And his mom comes in and says his name. I forget what it was, but let's just go with Jeffrey. All right, Jeffrey. And he goes, Ma, can I get this? And he hands the book to his mom. And I think the worker there said, oh, that's a great book. It's got a foreword by Barack Obama. And the mother just like looked like she was holding a piece of shit after she said that. After the worker at the store said, oh, the foreword is by the president, Barack Obama. She looked like she was holding onto a piece of cat shit, dropped it on the shelf, and goes, no, we're not getting it. No. She goes, Mom, come on. Mom, please stop. Says, no, I'm sorry. This is like right after the election. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be quiet about it anymore. I just, you know what? This country is going to hell, and I'm not going to do it. And this kid has been in there for as long as I have. He looks like he's been there for hours just eyeing these girls, trying to maybe impress them with putting a puzzle together or something, just anything he can do. I mean, these are like his white whale. He's a nerdy kid, and nerdy kids like nerdy Asian girls for whatever reason, and he's in the thick of it. And his mother is just...
Did you feel bad for him?
Oh, I did, because it got so much worse. It got so much worse. She goes, no, I'm not going to be quiet about it anymore, okay? No, you don't understand, Jeffrey. We don't understand. Mom, stop. You don't understand. We're a small business, okay?
Oh, jeez.
We are a small business, and he is going to fuck us in the ass. That's...
Wow, really?
Yes.
She didn't say that.
She absolutely said it. And not only that, grabbed his wrist and pulled him out of the store.
Yes, she's really...
No, stop! Well. Yeah. Pulled him out of the store. We are a small business, and he was going to fuck us in the ass. She actually said that. I was fucking stunned. Amanda was in the bathroom. She comes out. She's like, what happened? What happened? I'm like, I can't even express this to you. You just missed... Probably the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. This woman is like, looks maybe a little well-to-do. She's, you know, put together okay. She has some nice clothing. She's youthful-looking.
Would you say she's an attractive woman?
She's an attractive mom, I would say. But man, what a sour-pussed, miserable bitch. Her son wanted this book. The book had nothing to do with politics. And I guess it just happened to have a foreword by Obama. And the minute she heard Obama, it just like, she wilted and turned into this fucking beast. One of the Asian broads, after this whole thing happened, just goes, "Oh, that poor kid." So this kid thinks, like, it's just all over. I can never show my fucking face there again. He'll probably never go there again. He's not old enough to realize that he should probably go back. After that,
play the pity card.
He will be not only that, he would be remembered. He would be absolutely be remembered. Hey, my mom was the one that thinks the president is going to fuck our livelihood right in the asshole. So here I am. Yes, I
hey,
like,
baby, you into anal sex?
I'm just not so sure if he's going to do that or if I'm going to do that to you. I'll take the curvy chessboard because I like chess. Thanks. It was the most amazing thing I've ever witnessed, and I felt so fucking bad for this kid. So fucking bad.
I don't think I've ever had any kind of moment in my life even close to that as a kid or even as an adult. Just I would have never been that badly embarrassed ever by anybody in my family. I mean,
he was at the age where I guess there's a period in the life of a male where you don't know how to talk to a girl, but you know you want to. So you kind of just wait it out. And you just think by being there, maybe something will happen that will spark a conversation. And you never think it's your mom insinuating that the president is going to put his dick in your business.
In the asshole of your business.
In the asshole of your business. And in all his 44th president glory, just split that fucking small business rectum right down the fucking seam. You never think of that. So, I mean, if he spoke to them or anything, but he's at the stage where it's like, I don't know what to do. I'll just be there and maybe something will happen.
Well, especially nerdy kids, because he's probably some kind of sheltered kid.
Yeah, I mean, especially with a mom like that. I mean, you know, you're going to be, you know, you're going to keep to yourself. You're not going to be outspoken until you realize your mom's a fucking batshit lunatic. You know, politics aside, even if you believe he's making it worse for fucking small businesses, you don't fucking blow up in a puzzle store.
Yeah, that's not a measured response.
Absolutely hideous. Frank, have you ever been embarrassed in front of a girl by your parents when you were a kid?
No, not really. They wouldn't do that to me. I mean, there was a couple times where I got lost in a store and I would get embarrassed, but no, nothing like that.
That's not nearly as bad.
No, it's not as bad, but I do know that feeling of being lost in a store. My parents would just leave. I didn't want to leave the store they were in. They wanted to. They tried, and then they said, okay, bye. And then they would go out and just wait. And they would obviously see where I'm going to go. I mean, I think this was pre-Adam Walsh. So.
And the further they so walked away from you, the colder you felt inside.
Yeah, it's true. And then I remember one specific occasion, I didn't know where they were, and I thought I saw them. And I said, Dad, let's go. And I tapped on a stranger. It was some dude wearing the same shirt as my dad. He turned around. He had a fucking a beard that was matted, like a dog's mat was in it. I remember that fucking disgusting beard. And he goes, I ain't your dad. And I'm like, ah! And then my dad walked back in and said, like, God damn it, I tell you, you gotta leave, you gotta fucking leave. Something like that. Something really gruff. But it worked. I don't think I ever lost him again. Man.
Oh, that's never happened. I've never gotten lost in the store.
No.
It would scare that. Because I had a fear of getting lost and being. I had a fear of that my parents were just going to leave me and not come back. You know what I mean?
Fear of abandonment?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I felt that way, but just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Shit, man. By the way, quick shout out to, speaking of dads, fathers, and sons, shout to Clayton and Bug Zapper Radio, the father-son special episode from the laundry room, episode 27, featured on the blog. Go to hearustalk.com. It's a must listen. Even if you've heard it, listen to it again. It's just a fantastic episode. It's actually inspired me. I think I'm going to try to get my dad to do an episode with us.
Nice.
I'm gonna see if I can get him on.
Awesome. That would be cool.
Yeah, I think it would be nice. I might have to do that one pre-recorded just so because he doesn't know what the fucking make of this. I mean, it might be nice to do it live, but who knows? We'll see. I want to let him dip his toe in and not just determine it's all bullshit. Anyway, yeah, it's a great episode. Bug Zapper Radio. Absolutely fucking fantastic. Yeah, I can't believe that bitch pulled her son by the fucking wrist out of a store over her political affiliations. I wonder where they went next. They go to the diner and have a fucking grilled cheese, try to ice things over with him. What do you do? How do you do that? As Frank, as a parent, have you ever blown up at your kid like that, dragged him out of a store? Embarrassed the shit out of your kid like that?
I think it's the other way around with Frank.
No, I would never do that in public. I mean, I've exploded, of course, at home, but I wouldn't embarrass them in public. They've embarrassed me by not listening, but what can you do?
Yeah, well, kids aren't going to listen. It's not always going to be, you know, peaches and fucking cream, okay? God damn it. Why don't we take a quick minute to talk about something that we have going on here on Heroes Talk. By the way, hearustalk.com/Amazon. It's the holiday season. Frank, Steve, I'm sure you guys are going to be purchasing gifts. Hopefully, you're going to be receiving some gifts. When you do your purchasing...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow, that was an oniony one, too. I'm sorry.
Sick.
Listen, Amanda makes a damn good green bean casserole like everybody else. Nice. Like everybody else who read the
case. Is that the one with the...
it's the one everybody makes. On it. Yeah, it's the one everybody makes, but I still enjoy it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Frank, you're going to be doing some shopping on Amazon.com. I know it. It's the year where it's the time of year where people make their wish lists. You go to Amazon.com, buy some shit. Well, what I'm asking you to do is visit our site first and use our link to get there. You're going to make your purchases. Just go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. First, we get a small cut. You get the same thing at the same price with the same convenience. And you're also helping a fine network of shows hosted by people who aren't really all that concerned about onion burping into a microphone for all to hear.
Except for Frank.
HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. By the way, Steve, very disappointed in you.
I know.
Very, very disappointed in you. Frank, let me tell you something. Steve comes to me and says, guess what? I go, what? He goes, buying a TV on Amazon. I'm like, whoa, very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah, I'm going to be buying a TV on Amazon. I'm going to tell others to do the same thing. And then I get the IM. He says, oh, I got my TV. Like, oh, great. He goes, yeah, but I bought it at a store, though. My mom, you know, we didn't want to get it shipped. We didn't want to get
no,
it shipped.
No, it's not we. Not we. I don't want to, you know, I go by the old adage, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And my mom was the one purchasing it for me.
So she didn't. So she didn't want to get a TV shipped.
She has a phobia of getting anything shipped that's like not like a book.
Let me tell you, that's an irrational fear. I got a goddamn 55-inch TV shipped to my house. Some dudes came in with fucking gloves. They put it on the fucking table nicely. It was handled with love in a special truck. We bullshitted a little bit about the weather. I ushered them promptly out of my fucking home to watch my nice TV. Told them to go scratch their fucking ass. The TV was fine. It was absolutely perfect.
I know. I agree.
And I got a good deal on it.
Well, I got the best deal I could get on this TV from the store that I bought it at.
So what kind of TV did you get really quickly, and what are you doing with it right now? What is the coolest thing you've done with this new TV?
I got an LG brand 47-inch TV, 3D TV, 1080p, 120 hertz. It's a smart TV, so it has internet access, Wi-Fi access. The coolest thing I've done is plug it in to the wall, use the Wi-Fi. And
wow, living on the edge. Plug it into the wall.
Yeah, I didn't plug anything into it. No video feeds or anything. It's just kind of sitting there until I square up where I'm going to put it.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, I don't know where I'm putting it yet.
So you just have it leaned up on the floor?
No, it's like on the it's basically on the floor next to my bed, on the other side of the bed where nobody walks.
Is your bed just a mattress on the floor too?
No, I've.
Are you a floor dweller? Do you live on the floor?
No. No, my bed's about, you know, maybe 3.5 feet off the ground. It's a fairly high bed, but
so
it's
3D.
Just that nobody walks into it. It's 3D, yeah, and you know what I did? It has the Wi-Fi, and I guess there's like a, you know, like a native app, and you can like browse some stuff.
Okay.
So I looked up what I could see in 3D without having to plug anything in. I don't
and,
have
and
like
you spent
any...
you spent 2 hours watching 3D POV cum shots and just dodging jizz.
Oh, I should have done that because it upscales 2D. But no, I looked up the Avengers trailer because it was free and I could test out the 3D and it looked pretty cool. I was impressed.
Frank,
so.
Frank, have you ever used a 3D TV?
No, I haven't, but I would like to do it in the future.
I went to Sears while I was waiting for Amanda to finish whatever the fuck she was doing at the mall. And I saw they had this setup. They have these, 3D TV set up, and in front of them they have like, you know, like on the Eiffel Tower, they have like the binocular type stands where you can pick them up and look. Well, they have one of those like fixed stands with the glasses that you can kind of just stand in there and stick your head and put your nose on the fucking nose guard and see what the TV is like.
Frank would never touch that anyway.
It's probably the most filthy fucking thing there is. You may as well use a horseshoe shaped toilet seat as a fucking nose guard at this point. But I did it, and it's just not for me. For me, 3D TVs are just not worth it. But
can I tell you one thing? I was reading through the book, and it says if you have any kind of eye problems, like if you have a weaker eye, or if you have it actually says it, if you have macular degeneration. I know you have macular latticing.
I have lattice degeneration, which means my eye looks like the top of a cherry pie. That's what the back of my eye is all. It's all fucking latticed. And yeah, it could go. One good right hook, maybe. Maybe fall off a bike. I could just, you know, it could fall down. Basically what they said is the lining of my eye could come away from it like the headliner in an old fucking station wagon. Like that big droopy.
Like in my last car?
Yeah.
my 87 Grand Am?
Yeah. Big droopy, billowy fucking headliner. That's my eye.
Get some staples. Plug that shit back up.
Is that what you did? You stapled
it? Oh my god, I had the staple gun out and I stapled the whole fucking thing, about 90 staples.
Did you almost, it's like you have to do the loose skin removal of someone who had a gastric bypass. Just cut out a big patch of it and staple it together, get it tight again.
Someone with like third degree burns.
Yeah.
Just cut out a big chunk of skin.
So you're saying that if you have a weaker eye or some kind of macular degeneration, good.
Yeah, because I know I have like one eye is definitely worse than the other, and I it's not that bad, but you know it does make a difference when watching 3D. Like 3D is best for people with really good vision.
I mean, I get it because I see the appeal because every 3D TV they show on a display, it's like these fucking parkour dudes jumping like right at you. It's like things that are very obviously meant to be shot in 3D, like someone driving a golf ball at your fucking face.
Yeah,
I get that. Like, whoa, look, it's right there. But the vast majority of the shit you're gonna watch on that TV is not 3D, and I have a feeling that everything is not gonna be 3D. It's just too much of a fucking hassle until they figure it out without the glasses.
Well, here you go. They say supposedly this thing has 3D upscaling, so you could turn it on and it converts everything to 3D, but I have yet
to test. You think that's like Rad Racer when you hit select on Nintendo?
Oh my god, I remember that. He used to get the flint. That was like, oh,
it's going to be 3D. You put those fucking glasses on, it still just looks like the cartridge is skipping.
And that was the red blue 3D days. Yeah. Actually, that's better for people with bad eyes. Is that kind of 3D?
That shit was worthless. But the glasses were made out of the same material that the cartridge sleeve was made out of. So it was pretty durable.
No, I think it was even weaker.
You think so? I thought they were pretty impressive. It's just that they never worked. That's the only thing. They're impressive in build only, not quality.
Right.
Yeah. So you got your new TV. It's all set up.
I
predict that one of the first things you did was discover that the laptop could be plugged into it.
Yes.
Which means you were thirsting for large pornography.
No, it's got a browser right on the TV, so I could actually browse right on the TV. But I didn't even think to do porn. I should have. I don't want to get a virus on my TV the first time I plug it in.
You know, I've never watched porn on a TV. Ever.
What?
I've never watched porn on a TV.
You didn't have like...
You had a VCR tape that you used.
VHS porn? No, well, VHS at all.
I mean, can you really qualify 5 second 5 second clips that you've cobbled together because you recognize that it wasn't squiggly at 12:05 on channel 99 and you created a VHS compilation? I mean, like, does that really count? I don't think it does.
You never had an actual VHS porno?
No, never. And I never had a DVD.
Oh my
either.
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you were friends with Jimmy Rhodes. He never gave you porn for Christmas?
No, never did. Guy had a fucking...
That helped me through the power outage.
He had a warehouse. He had a fucking warehouse filled with shit. Anyway. Last week, Frank, when we gave your update that you have survived, your family and you have made it through Hurricane Superstorm Frankenstorm Sandy. You survived. I also teased that you might have something for the show today. An original idea.
That is true. As you know, I am the Game Meister General, and I like games.
You like
simple
games.
Simple games, but fun games. I've been obsessed with a website called CelebrityNetWorth.com.
Ooh.
So the game is simple. I give you two celebrities, and you tell me, which celebrity has the deepest pockets?
Is that what we're calling it now? We're calling it what?
Who has the deepest pockets?
Who has the deepest pockets?
Whose pockets are deeper?
I'm up for the challenge, Steve.
I'm ready.
I need another game show jewel in my crown.
Another achievement?
I need to unlock another achievement. I think I'm ready to do this. Why don't we see how this is going to go? Frank, are you ready?
And for those at home, if they want to play along, but please, I ask you, please, no cheating. Steven and Ken, will you evaluate?
I obviously don't cheat because I've never fucking won.
It's true. You have lost every single time, haven't you? Actually, before we get into this, I believe we have a caller here. 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ed.
Ed McGrath.
Ed.
Hey. Thank you for calling in. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Ed heard porn and had to call.
No,
yes.
I want to just say, the last time I saw Ed was at the McDonald family wiffle ball tournament, and he's a completely different person.
Really?
Ed has lost... I don't even know how much weight.
He might have
slimmed down to 125 pounds.
Ed McGrath has made a transformation within less than a year. He's a new person, new man. You would never recognize him if you see him. I think he's dropped that over 150 pounds, if I'm not incorrect.
So you're under half, 50% of your weight.
Yeah, I am about 15 pounds away from being. Like the Stone Temple Pilots song, "Half the Man I Used to Be."
Wow. Let me ask you this, Frank. Have you and Ed, have your weight graphs converged?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Has Ed become lighter than you?
I think he will be lighter than me within like 10 pounds or so. Or
what a
5
sweet
pounds.
Day that'll be for you, Ed. Oh, can you gloat?
I think it might be closer than he thinks.
No. But you know, I'm happy for him.
Well, and, congratulations, Ed. You definitely.
Good job.
Thank you.
The willpower that this guy has is unprecedented. Unbelievable willpower.
I have to ask, your number one thing that you've done. Just give me the number one change you've made to do this. I just want to hear that.
I cut out anything even remotely related to dessert.
Wow, that's difficult.
I haven't had so much as a cookie since December 31st.
Jeez. Damn. I don't even eat dessert. I'm still fat.
Since December 31st, I haven't even had a cookie. Holy shit. Well, Ed, you know, welcome to the show. I'm glad that you called in. What's going on?
Just looking to get on board with the Game Master. I mean, Game Master. I don't know why. For some reason, I thought he said Game Master.
Oh, so did I.
We have an outside competitor. Is that right? You wanted to play the game,
I want to be a part of this.
Oh my God! Look at this.
Good.
It's actually going to be a three-way competition because Steve you're thirsting for an achievement. I need another one. Ed is going to be the spoiler. Ed is going to try to take the jewel from my crown. That is who has the deepest pockets. Now, Frank, I guess how this is going to work is you're going to present two options. Maybe sell us a little bit. Maybe give us
some
credits.
We'll have to rotate.
Give us some credits, and we'll each give our answer, I guess, or rotate, right? Is that how it's going
to
work?
Well, it's going to be who's higher or lower, right? And then we're going to have to rotate who goes first.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do the first one.
Let's start off with – and what I did was I tried to pick two celebrities that had some sort of – similarity or some sort of
correlation.
Correlation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The first one is whose pockets are deeper?
Wait. Who's this go to? Whose question?
This is
this?
Everybody.
Let's go. Welcome Ken, me, choice. And then Ed, and then we'll go me, Ed,
no, no, no.
Ken.
I'll say it, and then you each give me who you think it is.
Okay, and then we'll keep points.
And then we tally it up.
We'll tally it up that way. Okay.
First, Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel? Whose pockets are deeper?
I know this.
Ooh. Wow. Who goes first?
And let me just preface here. Bruce Springsteen's first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, 1973. Billy Joel's first album,
Signature Move,
1971. Millions of albums sold upon each of them. Steven, please give me your answer. Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel?
Let's go, Ken.
No, he is the game master. He determines who goes.
Okay, fine. I'll go first. I'm going with Springsteen, the boss, New Jersey native son.
Okay.
Kenneth, if you could tell me, Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel?
Billy Joel?
Ed McGrath, Bruce Springsteen, or Billy Joel?
My instincts tell me it's Springsteen, so I'm going to go with the opposite. I'm going to go Billy Joel.
Doesn't trust his instincts.
Okay, so we have one for Springsteen by Steven, and two Billy Joels for Ed and Ken. Congratulations, Steven. You are correct.
Oh, Steven!
You got to go with who's touring, man. You got to go with the guy
Bruce Springsteen, $200 million. Billy Joel, $160 million.
Oh, that divorce was a bitch, wasn't it? Actually, they're both divorced. Fuck
yeah. I thought the same thing, and I'm like, wait, haven't they both been divorced multiple
Depends
times?
On who got divorced first. Whoever gets divorced first has more money.
Now, I hope...
Billy Joel got divorced first, so... Yeah, okay.
Well, it's touring.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that's... So Steven has one...
1-0.
That's right.
Going to 5, right?
Well, I have a bunch. So you stop whenever you want to stop. I have about 10 of them here. It's up to you.
All right.
Al Pacino or Robert De Niro? Whose pockets are deeper?
I got this one.
Well, no. Frank, you call.
Kenneth, please give me your answer.
Robert De Niro.
Steven, please give
me
your answer.
I'm going with De Niro.
And Ed McGrath.
I'm gonna try to play catch up here. I'm gonna go with Pacino.
Congratulations, Ken and Steven.
God damn it.
Yes. Alright, so Steve has 2. I have 1. Ed, you're trying hard, but really coming up with nothing. There we are. Okay, so Frank. It's 2-1.
Ed, trust your instincts, man. I think you should trust your instincts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Frank, are you ready for the third round?
Yes.
Go.
Whose pockets are deeper? This goes to Ed McGrath. Eddie Murphy or Ben Stiller? Who's got deeper pockets?
I know this one.
I'm going to go with Ben Stiller.
Steven.
I, too, will go with Ben Stiller.
Kenneth. Now, let me just point out.
Oh, okay. Give these tips, by the way, after two of us have made their answer.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I won't say anything. Go ahead. Give me your answer then.
No, I want to hear your tip.
No, there's no tip. I was just going to, reiterate that they're movie actors. Oh, that's,
Okay.
We know that.
Is that what they're from? Is that what they do? Okay.
As opposed to ballet actors?
I thought they
Eddie
did
Murphy
opera.
Ben Stiller, Ken.
Hey, you know what?
I thought Eddie they were Murphy into watercolors.
Does have a hit single where Ben Stiller does not.
That is
Party
true.
All the time.
It's obviously Ben Stiller.
So all 3 say Ben Stiller, and you are all 3 correct.
Thank you.
Ben Stiller, 120 million. Eddie Murphy, 75 million.
3-2-1.
Yes, I'm keeping score.
That's right. 3-2-1. Okay, Steven is in the lead. I trail by 1. Ed, way behind with 1 point.
Okay, next up.
Wait, I'm Frank. How do you start the question?
Whose pockets are deeper?
Okay.
Ed McGrath.
Yeah.
Jay Leno or David Letterman? Whose pockets are deeper?
Ooh.
I know.
I want to say Leno because he always brags about it, how he hasn't used his fucking Tonight Show money and because of his gig in Las Vegas, he lives off of that. So I'm going to go with Leno.
Kenneth.
I mean, it seems so fucking obvious, doesn't it? I think
it does.
It seems pretty obvious.
I think it does.
However, I'm going to say I don't think. Oh, here's what I'm going to say. What the fuck does Dave Letterman spend his fucking money on? With gum and cigars? No.
I have no idea.
Dave Letterman.
You're going with Letterman, huh?
Wealthier than Leno. This is a mistake.
It is. Because I, Steve Larper, will go with Jay Leno also.
Okay, so, Ed, what was your answer again? I'm sorry, Jay Leno?
Jay Leno.
I was Leno, yeah.
Okay, we got Leno for Steven and Ed and David Letterman for Kenneth. Congratulations, Kenneth.
Ah. Whoa!
So it's a tie now. Where are we at? 3-1?
Jay Leno, $250 million. David Letterman, $400 million.
How the hell is that possible?
He doesn't spend money on shit.
He's got that worldwide pants, don't forget.
Oh, worldwide pants.
Oh.
That's right.
Duck Company. All right.
Okay. Hold on now. The score is 3-3-1.
Steven has 3, Ken has 3, and Ed has 1.
Okay. Right. This is it's anybody's game except Ed's. okay, Frank, how do you start this up?
Whose pockets are deeper? Vanilla Ice or MC Hammer?
I'm sorry, you gotta say it again.
Whose pockets are deeper? Vanilla Ice or MC Hammer? Ken, what is your answer?
Well, I know this answer. I know this answer because I watched a movie.
By the way,
what do you mean? How am I disqualified? Because I watched this fucking movie.
No, no way. He's not looking at the internet right now.
No.
Okay, fine.
The reason I know the answer is because MC Hammer is flat fucking broke and has been for years because he's on, like, Cash for Gold commercials. And Vanilla Ice has been in movies recently, such as Adam Sandler's That's My Boy.
Which was Plus the residuals, I would have to go with Vanilla Ice.
No, he signed those away when he was hung out of a fucking window.
Really?
Remember? Suge Knight hung him off a balcony.
I remember that. I didn't know he lost residuals because of that.
Probably doesn't get too much off of it.
But he still does his...
He was also in the Turtles movie in 1991.
Yeah, so, go Ninja,
anyway,
go.
My answer, Frank, with all due respect, Vanilla Ice.
Steven.
Yeah, I'm going to have to also say Vanilla Ice.
Ed?
Yeah, I'm gonna go
all
Vanilla
right.
Ice.
You all got a point on that one.
Okay. And you know what else?
MC Hammer,
Vanilla Ice.
Please, let me finish.
All right,
MC
fine.
Hammer, 1.5 million. Vanilla Ice, 18 million.
Yep.
Okay, so it's 4-4-2.
He also had a successful jet skiing career.
Now, just for shits and giggles, what is MC Hammer's real first name?
Earl.
Incorrect. Stanley.
Fuck!
Okay. Are we playing more or no?
Well,
we're tied.
Yeah, we're tied at 4, and then Ed's got 2. I mean, Ed's playing for respect at this point, but I think it's best of 5, isn't it? Isn't that your rule?
Well, why can't we play until 10?
Okay, we can do that too.
In 11.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Feel
please.
Like.
All right.
Okay.
Whose pockets are deeper? Danny DeVito or Billy Crystal? Steven.
I'd say this is a close one. I think this is closer than the last couple. I'm going to go with Danny DeVito because I think he's gotten more acting gigs lately.
Ed.
I'm going to go with the Yankee fan. I'm going to go with Billy Crystal.
Kenneth.
I'll tell you why it's Danny DeVito. A little company called Jersey Films. Thank you. Danny DeVito.
Congratulations to Steven and Ken.
Yes. Ed, sorry.
Ed, what's up, man? All right.
All right, Ed, stop trusting your instinct.
So wait, hold on, Frank. That's not how you started, is it?
I'm you ready?
Yeah, how do you start it?
Whose pockets are deeper? Kenneth.
Yes.
Fred Savage or Jaleel White?
Ooh, this is a rough one.
This is to me, right? Okay, so this let's analyze this here. Jaleel White, I think, went back to college after he stopped acting. I don't think he's got a production company. Fred Savage had the Wonder Years, but then he had another sitcom called Working,
which was on for, I think, less than 13 weeks.
He was also in the last Austin Powers movie.
That's 13 more weeks than Jaleel White had after his fame. I have to go with... And also, Fred Savage was in a few movies. I think he was on fucking SNL a couple times. I'm going
to
go...
Did Fred Savage had to have dolls patterned after him, like Jaleel White did?
What?
And he had the do the Urkel dance.
Dolls.
So it's either Jaleel White had one hell of a 1993, or Fred Savage had a few more fucking opportunities.
Please give me your answer, Fred Savage.
My answer is Fred Savage, and I wish I didn't talk myself through it. You know what? from now on, I'm not talking my way through it. I'm giving my answer, and I'll explain afterwards.
Because you don't want to give people
I'm helping. Insight. I'm helping others. That's right.
Ed McGrath, Fred Savage, Jaleel White.
I'm going to go with Urkel.
And Steven.
I'm going to diverge from Ken, and I'm going to go with Steve Urkel, Jaleel White.
Okay, so Steven and Ed says Jaleel White, and Ken right. says Fred Savage. Congratulations, right. Ken.
Aww.
Jesus. Ba-ba-da-boo, skiddy-dee-da-boo, ba-da-boo. Five.
Let me just recap the scores here. Steven has 5. Ken has 6. Ed has 2.
That is true.
Okay.
What are we going to here?
Let me see how many I got left, and I'll let know.
Jesus Christ.
1, 2.
Frank's got 2 minutes left before he has to leave anyway.
Holy shit.
How about we do, how many did we do? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? How's about we do, 4 more, which will make it 11. Because we did 7
good.
So far.
Just do a Sounds few good. More. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Go.
Steven.
You gotta start this right, Frank, when you do this.
Whose pockets are deeper? Steven.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel or Jon Stewart?
Jon Stewart.
Ed.
Definitely Jon Stewart.
Kenneth.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Congratulations to Steve and Ed.
Ah, fuck off!
How could you think that a Jew does not have as much money? Come on, you always gotta go with the Jew.
Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry I didn't know that.
That's
now Stephen Ken are tied and Ed has 3. Okay. Whose pockets are deeper? Wesley Snipes or Arsenio Hall?
Oh,
I know
shit.
This. I know this. I know this already.
Steven.
This is easy. I just went first, but I guess since you're the game meister.
I'm the host. I'm the MC.
All right. Arsenio, absolutely. 100%.
Ken.
Arsenio Hall.
Ed.
It just seems so obvious, but I have to try to make up ground, so I have to go with Wesley Snipes.
Okay. First, before I say to you, one is worth $3 million and one is worth $1 million, and the one who is worth $3 million is Arsenio Hall. So
what?
Worse.
God.
Dude, because he got fucking busted for tax evasion. Come on, you can't.
No, you just fucked this up. No, hold on. You said the one that is worth $1 million was Arsenio Hall.
No,
he didn't.
No, I said Wesley Snipes is worth $1
million. Oh.
Yes.
Never mind.
Arsenio is $3
million. Right.
Okay.
Ken, right. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
So who got it right? Ken and
Not
Steve,
me.
Right?
Ed, you're pulling a stout 3 out of fucking 9, I think.
This is not good.
Mark, one more?
What,
one
seven,
more we do?
Eight? Yeah, one more. It is a tiebreaker. All right,
this is the last one.
Last one here. Tiebreaker. Frank, you got to do this right here.
Who's got deeper pockets? Tom Cruise or Johnny Depp?
Oh, it was this one. Okay. I'm going with who I originally thought. This is the...
What do you mean originally thought? What are you talking about?
This is the example from yesterday.
Hold on a minute. Did you get this ahead of time?
No, we both got it ahead of time.
I wasn't listening.
Of course you weren't.
I gave a sample out. Of two celebrities.
Well,
but
this
it
is kind of bullshit, don't you think?
All right, well,
Steve had a night to fucking marinate over this. He probably watched Top Gun and fucking Minority Report 6 times.
All right, we'll skip that one. Ken is accusing Steve of cheating, so we'll skip that one.
Well, let's give our guess anyway, just for fun.
Oh, for sure. Will this count, yes or no?
No, it will not count. It will not count.
All right, Steve, your answer?
Depp, absolutely.
Kenny?
Cruz, come on.
And, Eddie.
I'm going to go with Depp, too.
Okay. Ken, you would have been incorrect.
Okay. A good thing it doesn't count.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Dead with the scissors.
Of course it doesn't count.
Okay.
Last one.
This is the last one.
This,
and
this is it.
And let
this
me just tell you something. Was this one that you gave Steve prior to the game?
Well, he gave us Devin
some fucking quiz show bullshit.
Instantly. Frank, let me just ask Frank one question. Did I say yesterday I know who this is? And you said that's just an example.
Steve did nothing incorrect. Steve did nothing illegitimate.
Okay. All right. Last one.
Okay.
This is, by the way, the game is on the line. This is the moment the achievement will be unlocked for
one of us, except for Ed, who has so few
points.
Yeah, this is it, because Ken and Steve are you know. All right, let me just bear with me one. Just give me a moment here, and okay, whose pockets are deeper, Elton John or Mick Jagger?
I know this.
Elton Steven. John or Mick Jagger?
Steven. Now remember, this is not the Rolling Stones. This is Mick Jagger or Elton John.
Steven. What do you mean it's not the Rolling Stones? He was in the Rolling Stones.
Well,
he made money from
Mick
them,
Jagger
didn't he?
Jagger as a person, not the Rolling Stones.
Well, yeah, it's not the band, the Rolling Stones. I understand that much.
So please give me your answer.
Jagger.
Kenneth?
I gotta do it. I have to go against Steve.
Of course you do.
And I have to say, Sir Elton John.
Now, for shits and giggles, even though it will not matter in a shit breath, what is your answer, Ed?
Shit breath.
I'm gonna go with Sir Elton.
Okay, so we got two Elton Johns and one Mick Jagger, and this is for all the marbles for
and all the championships.
Ken and Steve.
Right.
Okay. This is it. Congratulations.
This is it.
Ken.
Yes! Oh, shit, Steve.
Elton John, $320 million. Jagger,
yeah.
$5
billion. How about this? Let me know what Stone song.
$5 billion?
Let me know what Stone song was in a fucking Disney soundtrack, okay? And also, if it was, let me know what portion of that Mick Jagger gets. Probably not all of it. Elton
Wait.
John gets all that fucking Lion King money. Okay.
Okay. But even that, I can't believe that Mick Jagger is only worth $5 million.
I said $305 million.
Oh, you said
$305 million. 305, 320.
All right, because I just heard five.
Well, you heard wrong. So congratulations, Ken. You are the deep pocket champion.
Thank you very much. The deep celebrity pockets achievement has been unlocked. It is in my crown. I now have the title. Anybody wants to challenge me? Anybody wants to challenge me? Please feel free at a later date. Submit your formal challenge. Frank will set it up, and we can go toe to toe in this bitch. That goes for this, the Dog Dish Championship, and all the other fucking games I don't remember. Who guess who's first? What was the other one? I don't remember.
I don't know. Guess who's number one? I don't know.
Who's the first one?
Guess who the first one is? I don't know.
It's basically guess something.
Right.
Here's something. Is it this? Oh,
yes.
It isn't?
Very simple, no. Very rudimentary. As you know, I have a learning disability, so I pick things that are fun, but not too challenging.
And brightly
Listen,
colored.
Listen, guys, I want to.
And a limited intellect.
Yes. I would like to say, you know, it is 11 o'clock. I do need to take off. I have a charity event I got to take care of.
What do you mean?
Well,
charity
let's just
event?
Say I got things to take care of. You know, let's
what,
just say
what
that.
Charity are you?
You know what? That's not neither here nor there. But it's a woman's charity.
Are you really? You're doing something for breast cancer?
I'm doing a charity event tonight. Yes, and I have to take off and to prepare for it. So,
what do you mean you're doing an event?
You know, listen, let's just put it that way, all right?
Are you fucking an ugly girl? Like, what what charity event are you doing for women at fucking 11 p.m.?
It's neither here nor there. But I want to thank you for having me. I had fun. Right. And,
thank you, Frank.
Frank is going to throw a free one at a Snaggletooth tonight.
And thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I am proud to be the Deep Celebrity Pockets champion of 2012. Thank you very much, Frank. I really, really appreciate it. And Ed, thank you for playing. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Much like Frank's penis, I came up a little short.
That's right. and a lot like Frank's penis, smelly.
oh God, you know, he will just you know, describe the scents that come from down there, and it's just, it's awful.
I don't think that smells like a bakery.
No, yeah, you know what the thing is, I made biscuits yesterday, from the can, you know, that biscuit dough, and
can I just.
I sniffed the dough.
Right, that's what my penis smells. When I peel back the skin of my penis, it smells like the Pillsbury raw dough.
And I couldn't eat it. I couldn't eat it.
Frank, maybe you should go get a circumcision. It might help you there.
Yeah.
Good night, people.
Yeah. Have good luck with your charity, Yeasty thank Dick. You. All right. Very nice. Ed, thank you again.
Later, gentlemen.
Really.
Later, Ed.
It. Steve, a fun time was had by all with the Deep Celebrity Pockets game. Hopefully we get to do that again. Another close one. Another nail biter on that one.
Hey, you knew I won that when I said Depp. Even though we both agreed that it didn't count, but I did win it at that point.
You know what? We agreed it didn't count, so I wasn't too worried about it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Tell
you that. Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing. Steve, there is a lineup of shows on HeroesTalk.com. We have this fine show.
Two points defines a line.
we have Bug Zapper Radio. We had Geeks of Rage, and Best in Show is I guess they have done episodes.
Yes, they have.
I have a feeling that we may be welcoming another show into the ranks.
I hope we are. I hope we are.
I'm pretty sure that it's going to happen.
I'm for expansion.
In that one day I will actually make it happen, because I think it's on me. I think the ball's in my court right now. But until then, I encourage you to check out Sandwich Humor. Go to sandwichhumor.com. Listen to the Truth Time Theater podcast. Great bunch of guys. It's a show that's ever improving. It's entertaining as all fuck, and I love
good production.
It's getting from the very first episodes I've heard to right now, it's extremely different. It's night and day. It is.
Oh yeah.
It has turned around.
They've upgraded
completely. It's great, and I urge everybody to listen to it. Sandwichhumor.com. Also, BugZapperRadio.com. Listen, I know the last time we did some promotion on this episode, I already mentioned BugZapperRadio.com, but it's worth mentioning twice.
You know what? I feel really bad. I missed the Saturday show, and I just didn't know. I didn't know.
Well,
Clayton's dad was on.
It's understandable, especially when you're on the phone with him and he tells you he's doing a show Saturday, like he did last week. He actually said he was going to be doing a show on Saturday. You know. But
you know.
Yeah.
Oh, and just in from Sandwich Humor, Jeff, tomorrow's show will sound even better. New gear, all from the
awesome
Amazon link.
Awesome. Absolutely incredible. I encourage everybody who wants to make their podcasts sound a little better, take a look at the equipment that we recommend on our about page on djnewstyleshow.com. I don't even know where the link is, but you know what? You know what's good for you. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Do what Sandwich Humor Jeff has done, Mr. Jeff D right there, and purchase some new equipment for your podcast. Get some mics for your guys. Get some fucking headphones so they can hear the shit that they're saying and how loud they're saying it. It's key. I can't believe how many podcasts out there don't have headphones for everybody who's talking. It's so fucking crucial.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, but that's one of the things. You got to get the equipment. It doesn't have to be – I'll tell you this. It doesn't have to be the greatest equipment there is. Like, there was a microphone, and some of the reviews are like, this is the vocal mic that was used to record Thriller. And it's like $300. It's $300. It probably sounds incredible if you're, you know, singing or you're – performing, not if you're telling shit jokes. So you don't have to go all out. You get a decent condenser mic, you get a mixer, you get some headphones, you figure out how to patch in a phone call and how to, you know, do some production here and there, and you know, you're fucking well on your way.
Yeah, and you just gotta hit the lowest level of good quality.
Yeah,
that's my ideal, because like, what do you have, monster cables? Like, they have those monster cables that are like $10,000 for a goddamn cable.
Yeah, I like how a fucking, you know, the cable you got with your Nintendo for the AV is completely fine to this day, but Monster Cable feels the need to make a 3-inch thick cylindrical cable for the same exact connections. Monster Cable's overkill. You don't need that shit. You just need,
yep,
you know, whatever's going to remove the ground loops. It's not going to create hissing noises. Get some decent shit and, you know, incrementally upgrade. You don't need to buy the fucking pro package right away. Get a condenser and get a fucking, you know, a power filter and a fucking a vocal filter and get a stack going of fucking effects.
And always use the proper browser.
Because here's the thing. What you're going to do is you're going to get all that shit, and then you're going to quit after fucking 100 episodes. So, you know, it's not worth
hey,
going all out right off the bat.
361. Three and a half times that.
Let's just say some shows keep doing it, and I personally just like doing it, so I'll keep doing it until it's no longer entertaining. But you know, I understand some shows fucking lose focus. They lose interest in doing it. It's not like it's something that you planned on doing until you were dead. So that's just how it goes. But
oh, I plan on doing this till I die.
Well, you're probably gonna die before next week.
That's exactly why I'm saying that.
I'm gonna say that every episode, so that when it happens, I'll be a jerk. Just for that one episode.
Or you'll be a prophet.
Oof. Yeah, well, you know, Steve, I don't want you to be dead.
I don't want to be dead either.
I've already had a co-host die.
You've already made up stories of me dying, though.
No, I didn't make them up. They were told to me. Fucking Shawnee Murphy and
oh, that's right. Sean yeah. Sean perpetrated that rumor.
Sean
first.
Toe and Shawnee Murphy.
Oh, the Toe Meister was in there as well.
He congratulated Shawnee Murphy on the eulogy in front, and I'm like, holy shit.
Oh my
Steve
God. Did. He did not. This is all new information to me.
Yeah, it was like, I really thought that you died, and I told a classmate of ours that you died who loves you, and he cried. He lost it. This was a while ago. It's old news.
Big shout out to Ed.
That's right.
Because I think that was one of the greatest reactions I've ever had of seeing someone. And
oh,
it was the happiest anybody has ever been to see me.
Yeah, the thing is, you didn't know why he was so happy, and I told you later on that day that I told him that you were dead.
He hugged me like a
soldier's bride after coming home from Afghanistan.
Basically.
Yeah,
I've never had. My mother was never that happy to see me.
He ran through a crowd of people to jump into your arms. At least, you know what? I'll say this about Eddie: very, very dedicated, and very nice, and not one of those fucking Facebook people that will copyright their bullshit because they were misguided enough to think that they could bypass privacy laws that just don't even matter for the shit that they do. And really quickly,
go ahead.
I need to say, Jay Kling is in the chat room.
Oh, Jay Kling.
And that makes me fucking happy.
Finally tuning in live, says Jay Kling.
That makes me happy. Because, you know, he's just a good dude. He's been around forever. And
He's been in here live. What is he saying, finally?
It's been a long time, is what he's saying.
Yeah, well,
he's a good dude, you know, and you
time
know,
melts together
his,
for me.
And his contributions on Facebook are awesome. Like he'll show a fucking two cords of logs and firewood that he fucking chopped, some computer Specs. He's working on, you know, like he'll share some like obscure music I've never heard of, even if it's that fucking fax machine. Even if it's that shit.
Dubstep.
I still respect it because I've never heard of it, and you know what? He loves it. And so,
hey,
but that,
to each their own.
And also, another guy who has not tried to copyright his fucking shit on Facebook. If I see another fucking disclaimer posted by somebody who never posts anything other than the pictures of their kids or fucking you know, cat pictures or some inane fucking opinion that doesn't matter to anybody, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind.
I have no idea what these people are trying to copyright anyway.
I don't know what it gets you.
I ate fucking ramen today. Oh, copyright 2012 fucking user douchebag number 21.
The pictures I post, I concerned if I belong to me. Shut up. Who gives a fuck? You're not going to see your fucking birthday cake slice in National Geographic and feel ripped off. Just shut the fuck up. The stuff you post on Facebook is garbage. It's all fucking shit. You basically opened your asshole and shit into the eyes of your fucking friends. And they somehow have accepted this fucking deal. They have agreed to be shit on with your dumb fucking bullshit.
And you know what? 99% of what I see on Facebook is just a repost anyway that someone else has posted. No one has like original content that they've come up with. You know, like a fucking... Okay, I could see us posting a podcast. And then it's amazing, and then the entire world loves it. You know, we wouldn't even care.
By the way, I wanted to see some examples of things that irritated me, and I saw somebody post on Facebook, why are people friends with Foundry Music Jeff? I am curious. I am not attacking him. I just want someone to give me a valid reason.
Oh, FM Jeff.
Man, that is one polarizing dude.
Rough. It's rough.
Holy shit. You know what? I'll tell you this. I like dog pictures. I don't mind pictures of dogs. I don't mind videos from old TV shows. The one thing that fucking just irritates me are like sassy comments that people think are funny that actually get fucking lols. Like, lol, oh, where do you come up with this? Oh, shut the fuck up. Irritates me. And that's a person, by the way, that guy who I punched in eighth grade. And won the right to sleep in a bed in the Washington, D.C.
Melodramatic guy?
Yeah. He has copyrighted all his fucking shit that is obviously stolen from a fucking phrase-a-day calendar.
You're going to have to, at some point, just take him off your friends list. You realize that, right?
Yeah. You know, today might be the day.
Is today the day?
Today's the day.
You know what? I'll match you. I'm going to get rid of somebody on my Facebook.
Will you match me if I get the number of people I get rid of? You'll get rid of.
No, I'm not saying
that. Because I'll have a goddamn Facebook friend genocide right now. I will turn into, what was that fucking African guy that looked like Carl Weathers that killed all the kids or did whatever the fuck he did?
Oh, Coney. Coney.
Yeah, Coney. I'll be the Coney of Facebook friends.
No, then you'd be recruiting children, so you might as well just go to Call of Duty and start recruiting.
Then I'll be the Idi Amin of Facebook friends. You fucking you do one thing to irritate me, and I'll make your fucking your legs your arms and your fucking arms your legs and defriend you. By the way, Steve, not you, the Steve that posts all this shit. It's been fun.
Thanks, guy.
Gone.
Let me see. How do you even look at your list of friends? I don't even know how.
You know what? I don't even do it. I just scroll down until I see some bullshit and just say, you know what? Click on the profile. Oh, that's what his profile looks like. I've never gone there because I've never sought information about this person. For some reason, I
You know what? I got someone. I already got someone. I'll do it right now.
First name and why, please.
My friend Jason. Kid that was in my high school class, and I think I've gotten rid of one person from my high school class because they were conspiracy theorists, and they clogged every single scientific article I've ever posted on Facebook with like conspiracy theory. This kid hasn't done that. That was the first person I got rid of. This kid I'm going to get rid of solely because he is excited about anything that has to do with Twilight, and he is.
Oh god damn it!
He is a male so far as I know. And you know what? Friends, unfriend, remove from friends. Goodbye. Done.
Okay. Here's a quote. Let's see. Leave.
Oh shit. I should have fucking checked out his quotes.
No, I'm going through my wall here, Steve. This is how I navigate it. This is how I make the determination. Someone has decided to gather all their friends around. So this is the difference here. With Twitter, you are broadcasting. You are posting shit. People agree. They say, you know what? I like this shit. I'm gonna follow. They follow and they agree to be broadcasted at. They agree to read just a stream of nonsense. They agree to it. Facebook is your friendship. These are your friends. Okay?
Yeah.
So every time you post something, it's as though you're saying, okay, guys, okay, gathering, okay, everybody, you know, it's okay, get together, your friends, I know it's tight here, but, and this is the quote that someone just wrote, that it has been their undoing, because I'm going to unfriend them right now. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Okay, thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Never heard that.
Thanks, guys. Go home. I'll have something for you in another fucking half hour. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Why the fuck would you write that? Why in the fuck would anybody share that on their fucking Facebook feed? Why? Friends, no more. Goodbye, Trisha. Remove. Steve, did you really need to take a break?
30 seconds.
What do you have to do?
The same thing I have to do just about every time at this time.
You have to piss?
That's it.
Haven't you figured out a solution to this yet? Can't you just get a waste paper basket with a bag in it, something like that?
I've contemplated that. I do have one right next to me, but I'm not going to do that.
I wish you would. I wish you would.
I could get a catheter.
But all this time, you could have been pissing, and no one would have. Just go piss. Just all take right. a piss. It's okay. Jesus, you could buy. You know what? You could go buy a catheter on Amazon. Let's just see. If you go to heroestalk.com/Amazon and you're Steve and Larper, let's just see if they have a catheter. Yeah. Oh, my God. If you search for catheter in Amazon, a male torso mannequin with a rubber dick and a fucking piss jockstrap comes on. Just to illustrate how you can... tape a bag to your leg and have an over the cockhead catheter set up. This is what Steve needs to do if he's dedicated to this show. And if not, I will unfriend him on Facebook if he doesn't get the fucking catheter jockstrap. Whatever the fuck that is. That is fucking disturbing, by the way. That might actually be the episode cover art. I'm not sure. But if you're interested in spending $23.51 at current Amazon prices, go to heroestalk.com/Amazon, click on the Amazon link, and get your fucking catheter underwear, whatever the fuck this thing is. Oh, my God. Steve, right now, I need you to go and Google, or not Google, go to Amazon. Go to Amazon and just search for catheter. And look at
I'm not going to get a catheter.
No. Just look at the first item.
Oh, my God. You know what? When I do this rearrange, I'm gonna figure out a way I can just do the entire show from the toilet.
Not a bad idea. Although you might get a hanging rectum from suspending it. Gravity's a
my
bitch in
God,
that way.
Suspendiary male urinal? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, the catheter underwear.
It's like a...
Why don't you get dedicated and get one of those? Tape the bag to your leg.
Strap on in a bag?
Yeah. I mean, like, think of it this way. If you don't piss into it, you could probably smuggle some kind of liquid with that fucking bag.
It's only $24.
Hey, here's the thing. Don't hook the hose up to your dick. Slip it up your shirt into your mouth, and you can take a pull off whatever you tie to your leg.
Ah, that's kind of interesting.
Kind of smuggle your own margaritas into wherever you're going to go. Just suck it through a dick hose.
Hey,
I'm just drinking some dick hose margaritas. It's okay. They don't sell them here, so it's not like I'm stealing business. Oh, my God. And you know what? I guarantee you someone's done that, too. That's a fucking sick
I think I saw
are.
That in a movie.
A dick hose margaritas?
Yeah, someone with like a bag. Just like
oh,
random.
My. Yeah, that's just a welt. I got beaned. Yesterday, I was playing baseball, hardball, got beaned in the leg. It's really squishy and tastes like lime and sugar and salt.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does sound pretty good. I'd like to drink a margarita cyst right now. So there you go, Steve. You can buy all your all equipment right. And do it right from the fucking source. You know what? Why don't you just ask for it for Christmas? Why don't you do one of those things?
I'm done. Got my TV. I'm done.
You're done? You posted something, by the way, that had you on the cusp. For about 4 seconds, I thought, you know what? Am I done with Steve? Am I done? Nah, I'm not. But you post something on there.
No? I was surprised at your reaction. Come on.
Well, let me read what you wrote first, because not everybody's friends with these things.
You want to read it, or should I read it? Do you want to put your take on it, or should I put my take?
I kind of feel like I want to put my slant on it.
I know you're going to put your slant on it. That's what I wanted to ask. All right, go ahead.
Do you want? You know what? You wrote it. You may as well read it.
All right.
Give it the fair tone.
It's right in front of me, so I can read it.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Here's my.
By the way, this is on a Facebook message.
No, this is a Facebook post.
A Facebook status update.
It's okay. A status update to all my friends and family.
Great.
All right. This is what I wrote. I said, "Keep Christ in Christmas. That's all well and good. Just realize that your atheist friends and family also enjoy your company, enjoy giving you gifts, and love celebrating with you and cooking, eating this time of year. We don't need a holiday to tell you how much you matter to us and how much we care for you despite being marginalized around this time. We keep our family and friends in mind all the time because we understand that everybody only gets a short time together, and we try to appreciate that time as best we can."
The very first sentence in your update.
Keep Christ in Christmas, ?
Keep Christ in Christmas?
Right.
Okay. Whether or not you're religious, whether or not you believe in the Christ.
The Christ. The Christ.
It kind of goes without saying that Christmas is a celebration of the Christ. It is.
No, it doesn't. First, I'm going to stop
it
you
is
right there.
It is a religious holiday. Any okay. way you shake
it's religious. I will agree.
It's a religious holiday.
All right. Number one, yes, it is religious.
Okay.
However.
Sure.
There are many aspects to Christmas, and most of what modern Christmas has come to mean for most of the people in America that just has nothing to do with the time of Christ.
Okay.
First of all, Santa Claus. Does Santa Claus, in your idea, have anything to do with Jesus Christ?
Yes. You know why?
Why? Why? Yes,
because he's only relevant during Christmas, a day named after Christ.
Yes. Yes, the day that has come to be known.
It's part of the whole fucking package. It's been expanded upon. He is like the hired clown at a fucking christening. A big, over-the-top, big-budget christening. You bring a clown in, you make it nice, but in the end, it's still a fucking christening, isn't it?
But do you know who Jesus Christ is modeled after? Or Santa Claus, that is.
The Coca-Cola guy. Isn't it? No. I don't know. What is he modeled? Uncle Sam?
Oh, what are you saying? There was no Santa Claus until Coca-Cola? No.
I don't fucking know. What was it modeled after, Steve?
Odin. Odin.
Are we getting into, like, Joe Rogan territory now? Is that what we're getting into?
Possibly.
Psilocybin mushrooms.
I'm not talking about fucking ancient Babylon or fleshlights here. I'm just going to give you the hard and straight of all the different aspects of Christmas and where they came from.
Okay, let me just tell you right now. You can tell me that all of these things come from Norse celebrations or pagan rituals, but it all doesn't mean a fucking thing because. You use a fucking fork to eat your meal, whether it's at a wedding or not, and that shit came from something that had nothing to do with your fucking wedding. It's just something that is now part of it. They use a fucking tree. Oh, why do you have the tree? It's Christmas. Fuck it. Just put the tree in. We're celebrating Christmas. If it had nothing to do with it, you wouldn't have said Christmas. That's the thing. You know it as Christmas. You know it's the religious holiday. I don't even give – let me just say this. I don't give a shit if people have no religious love for it. What I'm irritated by is the fact that some Christian out there who celebrates Christmas said, keep Christ in Christmas, a reminder that it's a religious holiday, and you took exception with it as though you're being marginalized.
No.
The reason you posted this whole fucking thing –
That has absolutely
with your
nothing
smarmy,
to do with it.
Your smarmy tone.
Oh, you're gonna go to smarmy again. Keep saying smarmy.
It was a little smarmy. It was.
No. All right. You know what's smarmy? Saying keep Christ in Christmas. That's.
We don't need a holiday to tell you how much you matter to us.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. I'm in touch with all of my family all the time, every day, every fucking day.
That's great, Steve. That's absolutely great.
That's
okay. Okay, so
hold on. You know what I really wanted to say? Here's my overriding philosophy of that whole entire statement.
Sure.
Is that people who say keep Christ in Christmas are trying to exclude anybody that is not a Christian from Christmas.
I don't think that's true.
Then why would you say keep Christ in Christmas?
They're reminding the people
is
that
are trying to take Christ out of Christmas. Who's trying to take it out? Who's trying to get rid of Jesus Christ?
Steve, you Christmas? by posting that post, you're basically saying, "Hey, I know Christmas is a religious holiday, but I celebrate it too. So could you please keep it down with this keep Christ in Christmas shit and make it more for me? Holiday work for me a little better." Because I don't believe in Jesus, and I celebrate Christmas, so let's keep that out of the picture. We all love the cookies and the trees. I don't need to hear about Jesus. That's what you're saying. I don't give a shit. But that's the thing.
Speaking of the cookies, that comes from Old Norse mythology when they used to make gingerbread men.
Great. Gingerbread. Let me know the last time you celebrated a Norse holiday with your family.
You know what? Keep fucking Thor on Thursday. You can't fucking do anything on Thursday unless you pray to Thor.
But here's the thing. Nobody ever made that campaign, so we all forgot. And now we don't give a shit.
Oh, so it's only the campaigners and only the extremist religious fundamentalists.
Here's my thing, Steve. If for some reason you celebrated Hanukkah instead of Christmas and happened to have been an atheist and you told the Jews, you know what? I really like these 8 days because I get to spend it with my family. But can we tone down the whole Jewy thing? Because I'm not really Jewish, but I like spending it with my family. Can we just
tone it
down a little bit? Can we take those squiggly letters off the top that we spin for candy?
No,
that's
bullshit.
What you're doing.
Bullshit. Because I know people who had a Jewish parent on one side,
okay,
and a Christian parent on the other side.
Great.
Celebrated both Hanukkah and Christmas.
That's fine.
And they thought it was fucking over the top either way when it comes to the religion of it. They just want to have a good time. What's the problem with wanting to have a good time and not having to hear religious dogma, okay, you're not a full Jew, so you can't celebrate Hanukkah. You're not a full Christian because you have a Jewish mother, so you can't celebrate Christmas. That's what saying keep Christ in Christmas means. It means that if you're not a full Christian, if you're not a Roman Catholic,
that's not
fucking
true.
Christian.
It's not true. What? It's not true. Here's the thing. No other religion has been made to fucking bend to the will of everybody else who wants them to be different than Christians and especially Catholics. No one ever goes to a Muslim and says, you know what? No.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. No, everybody. Listen. Let me finish.
Okay. Go ahead.
Nobody has any qualm about taking Christianity and saying, you know what? Here's what's wrong with Christianity and why it's ruining my day.
Did I say that at all?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that as far as religions go, and let me fucking finish before you butt in and try to act like this is you I'm talking about. I'm not. I'm defending myself
before you say what I'm saying.
I'm not saying what you're saying. Can I fucking finish my thought, please?
Say what you want to say then.
Okay. Whenever it comes to having to give something up, people feel no fucking shame in attacking Christianity or asserting themselves in such a way that Christians have to behave differently because of what they're saying. For example, the attack not necessarily by you. But the uprise or the aggravation with the notion of keeping Christ in Christmas is essentially an attack on Christianity because it's a Christian holiday that they celebrate. Listen to me.
Okay.
It's not a Christian holiday.
No.
Why is it not a Christian holiday?
Because 90% of the tradition associated with Christmas doesn't come from Christianity.
Okay, great. But guess what?
Even the day is wrong.
Oh my God.
Day is wrong.
Steve, this shit doesn't matter. The fact is the observed day is fucking December 25th, and that is a fucking holiday. I don't understand. I don't fucking understand. Everybody can go and tell Christians your holiday is not a fucking holiday. But anybody, but you go to fucking Mecca and say, oh, I love this month. But can we have a little snacks? This whole fasting thing isn't working out for me. Can you guys reconsider the fasting to make it better for all of us? No, it's their fucking holiday.
Do you know how many Muslims
like Christian is
the
their fucking holiday? Christians have Christmas as their holiday, and atheists come in and say, "Oh, well, you know what? We can't mention Jesus in these songs at school because not everybody believes." Well, then you know what? Maybe we shouldn't have Christmas at school.
See, I have no problem with that.
But you're still not letting me make my point. My point here, my point is that anybody can absolutely fucking just bicker about Christians because the Christians don't fucking do anything about it. They don't do shit about it. So they say, you know what? You know, you're saying keep Christ in Christmas, but you know, I don't really believe in Jesus. Well, then don't fucking. Why are you mentioning it? Why are you mentioning it? If you truly like Christmas and you don't celebrate the Jesus aspect of it, then don't fucking celebrate the Jesus aspect of it. You don't believe in it, but you like the time of year. You're essentially crashing a party that's not fucking meant for you. It's a holiday for Christians. That's what it is. Right. And you know what? You can enjoy the day and the traditions just the same as everybody else, and nobody gives a fuck. But it's when you say, it's just a little too religious. You know, you got to back that down. Well, guess what, motherfucker? Just because you don't believe in the religion shit doesn't mean that that didn't come before you decided not to fucking believe in it.
I agree.
And if you told a Muslim that they need to keep any of their beliefs in check, they would fucking have a really negative reaction to it.
These
are people that will murder you if you draw their God. If you tell a Christian, oh yeah, priests fuck kids right in their little tight asses and suck their hairless dicks, they're not going to do shit to you. Maybe it happened.
Because it's true.
Maybe it did. Well, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. But guess what? Guess what? They're not going to fucking do anything to you. And because of that, because they don't fucking, you know.
They don't do anything because they know it's true. The allegations are true.
And in anything. In the keep Christ out of Christmas thing. In the let's make it for everybody thing. Let's not have it be a Christmas tree. Let's have it be a holiday shrub.
No, it's a Saturnalia tree.
Whatever the fuck it is, they're removing it.
Greco-Roman
they're removing it to make it better for everybody. Well, guess what? It's not for everybody. Everybody can enjoy it, but guess what? It wasn't fucking created for you. It just wasn't. So if you want to come by and enjoy everything that happens on this day, feel free. But know that you're crashing a party and you have no fucking say as to what kind of cheese we serve at this fucking party. Okay? We have fucking shitty foot cheese. I don't give a fuck if you like sweet fucking mild sharp cheddar or whatever the fuck you eat. You're crashing this party. Keep your mouth shut. Enjoy it. Have the fun. And know that you don't have to partake in the religious aspect of it. You're at a wedding. You don't have to take the fucking communion if it's a Catholic wedding. Just sit in the fucking, in the goddamn pew, nod your fucking head, walk out, and then go and drink your ass off.
I've gone to
and what the fuck tree did you say that was? What tree?
Saturnalia.
What the Saturnalia? What are you talking about?
Yeah. The idea of adorning a tree with ornaments and different things comes from Saturnalia, which is a Greco-Roman holiday from the Roman and Greece. Yeah, Romans and Greeks.
You know what we call that today?
A worship Christmas of Saturn.
Tree. We call it a Christmas tree. That's so what that we
means,
call it.
So that means that the Christians took the Greek
no,
and the Roman.
No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that
oh,
we fucking.
Oh, yes, it does. They,
it
they
just
took,
became a thing.
They took
it just
Saturn
became a
out of
thing.
Saturnalia. They took Saturn out of Saturnalia.
That's true. They did.
And nobody complained. But you know what? Someone should have.
My whole thing is, Steve, if you're an atheist and you love Christmas, enjoy it.
Yeah, I do. That was my whole point.
Don't post a fucking PSA asking people to not be fucking religious or keep Christ in Christmas.
I didn't.
That's what you're doing. That's all well
that's
and good.
Not, that's not what I said.
You posted.
Did I say I want to get rid of Christmas?
No,
did
I, say, I didn't. Christmas I didn't say that. Me? I didn't say that. You posted this in response to someone saying, "Keep Christ in Christmas."
No. I said
you took it as being marginalized. You actually said that.
Oh, I did say that.
So you feel like when someone says, "Hey, remember this holiday called Christmas? Let's keep Christ in it, guys." You think that's you being marginalized?
No. This is what I'm saying. All of the Christmas traditions that have come to be what we have now as Christmas was taken from something else. So it's really ironic that people are saying keep Christ in Christmas when Christmas was never theirs to begin with. They made up a name to consolidate everything that they've taken from other religions, mostly Norse mythology, Odin. Odin in Norse, a lot of it is taken from Norse mythology. Odin was the first person, big guy, fat guy, big beard, delivering gifts, delivering man-shaped cookies, gingerbread men. That's all taken from Norse mythology. That's where it comes from.
And you know what? You know what's great? Christmas tree, you know what's great? Christmas tree. You know all this shit about Christmas, and you don't know any of the fucking things that were stolen for any of the other holidays.
I do.
What do you know? What was Hanukkah stolen from?
Hanukkah wasn't stolen from shit. Most of the Jewish holidays remain intact, just like most of the Muslim holidays and the Indian holidays and the Japanese holidays. It's just that Greece went to Rome. All of the Greek religions went to Rome. That's why you have a pantheon of gods that were basically renamed in Rome. And then
I'm just laughing at Clayton in the chat room.
Clayton's
saying,
going off.
Man, it was taken from the Anunnaki.
No, but yeah, like Sandwich Humor Jeff says, the Japs kept it real.
That's true.
You know, like a lot of cultures have actually continued the same shit forever. And I'll give that to the Jews, even though I don't like Jews, even though I'm descended from Jews. But most of the Jews, like Yom Kippur, there's no fucking alternate Yom Kippur. There's no alternate fucking Rosh Hashanah. It's all the same shit still. It's they kept it like regional, and they always had the same shit.
Well, Steve, I'm sorry that your original holidays were stolen by the Christians 2,000 years before you were born. So you taking exception with Thor having his day stolen from him is a valid concern. However, I'm sure you were
the week. It's many more days of the week. Friday, named after Freya.
Yeah. So you celebrate Christmas, Wednesday. Steve. You celebrate Christmas, correct?
Yes, I celebrate the Yule time.
Yeah, great. Do that. But don't fucking act as though someone who's trying to keep it religious is marginalizing you. They're not.
They are.
They're never going to say, you know what, you shouldn't continue to give godless gifts and eat godless cookies on this godless day.
They are. Yes,
They're not talking to you.
Atheists have
they're
no
not trying to fucking convert you. They know you have no interest in them. They have the people that are still considered Christians and Catholics that don't fucking celebrate, that don't fucking practice. And they're just trying to wake them up a little bit. I don't give a fuck who does what or says what. But I know deep down that Christmas is a religious holiday that is holy to a whole lot of fucking people.
Come on.
It's holy to a whole lot of people.
Yeah, all the people at Black Friday trying to buy a fucking iPad at 20% off. That's real religious. That's what it's come to. That's the number one thing people think about is Black Friday.
So
it's not even Christmas anymore.
So you take exception with that, but you also take exception with someone trying to change that. I don't get it. Here's the thing. It started as a religious holiday. It's shifted into more of a commercial holiday. And a Christian decides to say, you know what, maybe we should try and focus a little bit more on that. And you say, you're marginalizing me because I don't believe in Jesus. So I won't get to eat gingerbread and feel good about my family. What does that even matter?
No, I'm not saying that because I know I can eat whatever the fuck I want whenever I want because fucking Christians can come in my house and tell me I can't do it.
But you just said you were marginalized by them.
Yeah, it's trying to make people feel excluded in a holiday that many people share. It doesn't even matter if you're growing up and you're a Christian. Many people grow up as Christians.
Let me boil it down like this. Let me just boil it down like this.
All right, talk over me again.
You've already ignored a need to believe in Jesus, right? You don't believe in Jesus. You don't believe you're an atheist.
No.
Are you an atheist? I mean, you don't believe in God.
Let me say two things.
Sure.
I do not believe in God, but I do believe that there is a possibility that Jesus was a real person, and that the Bible may be somewhat historically true.
Now you don't, but you don't value him as a religious figure.
I value him as a moral figure, not as a religious figure.
Okay, and that's fine. Now, if a religion has decided to make him the central focus of their belief system, that's their right too, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I hope they actually take more stock in Jesus because he had fucking a lot of good moral, ethical ways of living your life. And I think a lot of the people that ascribe to Christianity don't even follow a lot of Jesus' teachings.
Okay, so now if that religion that they ascribe to was able to make a day that is especially honoring this person that you...
It's called Easter.
Well, there's a couple days.
Well, Easter is really the real central focal Christian holiday.
Well,
the resurrection.
Well, let's just say...
It's about the resurrection.
Let's just say they wanted to honor the birth at an approximated date. They pick a day.
Is way off from the actual date.
Well, whatever. They picked a day and they said, you know what? This is the day we're going with.
Okay.
What is so wrong, and why would you feel marginalized if you're not a part of that belief system?
Because, all right, the meaning behind the phrase keep Christ in Christmas is to exclude anybody that is not Christian from celebrating Christmas.
Okay, so you don't get to celebrate the approximate birth of Jesus on that day. You don't care about it. So you get to open the gifts, you get to eat the cookies, you get to see the tree, hang up the decorations, all the things that have nothing to do with the celebration of this person's birth.
Yeah, but like,
and you do it, and you enjoy it.
But that's dumbing yourself down. Why would you willingly dumb yourself down from?
Why? Wait, who's dumbing who down?
Anybody that's saying if you're not one of us, you're against us.
They never said that, and I don't know how you derive that from that. I think you're way off on this, Steve.
No, that's the whole thing behind keep Christ in Christmas.
I think for whatever reason, there's a day that is religious, and you don't happen to be very religious,
right?
And you want to have fun on that day, and you think the religious people trying to remind other religious people to put a little more focus on the religion than the presence. You're taking it as a personal offense, like they're trying to cut
out of the party.
I didn't
say I'm personally offended. I never said I was offended at all, ever.
But that's the tone I'm getting. I'll say it again. You said, despite being marginalized around this time, we still care about our family. Well, that's great. No one ever said you shouldn't care about your family.
Right,
but you said it yourself that the holidays become more about getting the shitty third-tier TV for $25 and the fucking free laptop at 6 a.m. than it has been about celebrating Jesus. I really think, and I agree with what Sandwich Humor Jeff is saying, that keep Christ in Christmas is just a reminder to people who see Christmas as something of a religious day to maybe focus a little more on that. Those of you who care to do that. I think it's a call to the people who care to do it. And
you know what?
If
that's the case, I'm all for it then. That's not the way I see it, though, personally. I'm just saying that's my own point of view.
Has anybody told you that you shouldn't celebrate Christmas because you're an atheist?
No one personally has come to me and said that. However, there are people out there that said that if you celebrate, like I said earlier, if you're of Jewish descent and you celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas, you shouldn't be celebrating Christmas because you haven't fully accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
And typically the people that say that are fucking kooks.
Exactly. That's exactly the reason why I said that.
But the people who say keep Christ in Christmas, I think, are people who really mean well. I mean,
No, they're not.
Hear me out.
That's where I disagree. Right there.
I think they mean well, because I'm not the most religious person in the world. I was raised a Catholic. I don't go to church anymore. I don't really do...
You're not really a Catholic.
I don't really do much of it, but I was raised a Catholic, and I have certain beliefs that I keep to myself, because I think that's what people should do. But as far as this goes, if I heard someone say, keep Christ in Christmas, it would mean nothing more to me than, you know what? Instead of worrying about getting the last Furby on the shelf, maybe between watching a fucking claymation deer movie and eating a fucking cookie, just think about what this day means to the people who share these beliefs. That's what I take it as. I never take it as a, let's exclude the godless ones from our party. No, they're all around. They're ice skating. They're doing the same fucking things with a God-free soul.
You know what? I'm really glad you think that way, because that's not... I wouldn't expect you to have a bumper sticker that says, keep Christ at Christmas. Because I know you're relatively... You know, you're not a hardcore Christian. You're not someone that would force someone's beliefs down their throat. And I think that's the crux of the argument is that, you know, just let people go on and think what they want to think, have a good time.
The reason I stand by a Christian sentiment on this is not because I was raised Catholic, but because I constantly see things being specifically Christian things being blended into non-Christian things so that they can be non-denominational and enjoyed by all. They're not for everybody.
I agree. I think that's complete bullshit too. I think. All right. Here's an example. I went to Rome in 1999, and I got to see the Vatican. I got to go to the Sistine Chapel. I wanted to. I was an atheist then. I'm an atheist now. But when I went to go see it, I wanted to see the art. And what? I can't appreciate good art because I'm not a Christian, but the inspiration behind it was Christian.
And they let you in, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, they didn't ask me for my fucking Christian card.
Well, I have a feeling if you said, no, fuck God, I just like frescoes, they might not let you in. But you kept your beliefs to yourself, and you enjoyed the art, and you moved on about yourself.
Right.
So then that's how you should live your life. It's a good thing.
The difference is, say you had to have a card that said, oh, I'm a Christian, to get in. I wouldn't have had that card, and I wouldn't have been able to go appreciate the art.
Yeah. And that would be their right.
Yeah.
That would be their right to do.
Okay. All right.
But they don't do that. I mean, that's like a fictitious scenario that you just came up with. Like they're fucking putting like the Nazis did to the Jews. No, but like they're not doing that.
No, many religions do that. I know
and the Christians don't. And then anybody shits on them. Oh, they're little boy fuckers. Or oh, they're so, it's so dogmatic. Their laws are so, but they roll with it, and they let you look at the paintings.
Come on, you're trying to now you're marginalizing priest rape, which is definitely a thing that happens.
Oh, it's absolutely a thing. Absolutely,
and it's not just Christianity. It happens a lot.
It certainly isn't. But let me tell you. What do you hear it about? What do you hear it about? You don't hear about a Protestant priest. You don't hear about a Episcopalian bishop who's causing a schism in their church. You hear about, oh, the Catholic priest, that's a good target. That's a pretty harmless target because they're not going to come after you.
Because Catholicism is the barn door. That's why, because it's a wide-reaching religion that's taken over most of the world. That's why you hear a lot against Islam, because, I mean, between Christianity and Islam, that's the biggest barn door you could take a shot at, even if you have a very inaccurate rifle.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
But I guarantee you, anybody who's willing to take a shot at Christianity is not as likely to take a shot at Islam. Most of the people,
because people are afraid. People are afraid to.
Well, maybe you should be afraid to challenge to shit on someone's beliefs. I don't know. Maybe you should be a little bit afraid to be so free to tell somebody that they're fucking wrong.
No, you shouldn't be.
I think so. Just like anybody should be afraid to tell you that you're wrong.
Clayton's saying the audio is out.
Fuck it. It's still recording. You know?
All right.
Catch the fucking download.
Catch the download. But I'm just saying you should never be afraid.
But I think moreover, I think this is as close to an understanding as we've gotten in one of our debates. I think we've gotten to a near understanding.
All right, you know what? Actually, can I just relate something after I posted that?
Sure.
I had a friend who was actually an old school dialer from, you know, dial days. And he sent me a private message. He didn't even respond to that whole thing. And he said, thank you. I said, for what? He goes, for posting about Christianity and Christmas and stuff. And he I talked to him for a little while, and I'm like, all right, so what's the problem? He's like, oh, well, you know, I married a Christian girl. He's like, I can't really talk about it. I don't want to mess things up with her. He's like, but, you know, I'm an atheist. I'm like, dude, don't worry about it. Like, don't go around, like, feeling like you have a burden on your shoulders being an atheist, even though it is. It technically is. Being an atheist is actually a burden. And if you look at stats, a lot of statistics say that if someone knew that they were hiring someone that was an atheist, they would hire a Muslim over an atheist, or they'd hire a Christian over an atheist. Like, atheists are really discriminated against. Somehow, because you don't believe in God, people really discriminate against you very hard. And I think that's where a lot of the angst and the anger comes from. I don't really have that. I think most people that are atheists should embrace everything about every religion, and they should, you know, research everything. You know, you should always have a game plan and something to talk about. You should always be informed, and you shouldn't be angry.
I agree. The atheists should. I think they should do a little more research of the things that they're dismissive of, because and as should anybody who subscribes to or ascribes to a particular religion. I think that very, very often the problems that come with discussions of these religious beliefs is that everybody believes they're right. But the standpoint you should be at is that you have no fucking idea and no proof if you're right or they're wrong. Nobody knows. We've just chosen our favorite fucking toppings on the belief pizza. I agree. Fucking sausage, and Steve loves sin and being godless. Terrible.
So, come on.
I'm just kidding. That's
the kind of shit.
It's a joke, you fuck.
That's the kind of, yeah, you know what?
I have no idea if I'm right, and I have no idea if Steve's right. I have no idea if the Pope is right. I have no idea who's right, who's wrong. Or whatever. You think the Pope is wrong?
I like JP 2 better than Benedict.
I'll tell you something right now. I'll take JP the 2 any goddamn day. Why don't we leave it at that, Steve? Let's wrap this thing up. Episode 361. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate everything you've done for us. All the exposure and everything else. Please go to djnewstyleshow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe. It's a very good thing to do. Go on iTunes. I appreciate a rating here and there. A comment's nice to read. And if you want to reach out to us, we're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/thedjnewstyleshow. It's DJ New Style Show on Twitter. We love to hear from you. Be sure to tune into Bug Zapper Radio tomorrow night on heroestalk.com. And don't forget to check out Sandwich Humor, Truth Time Theater's podcast. It's on sandwichhumor.com. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
JP2, y'all.
JP the 2. Special thanks to Germ Freak and also Ed. And yes.
Big shout out.
To the new champion of Deep Celebrity Pockets, me?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Big shout out to Alex Webbs.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we got to talk about that really quickly. Last week we had an issue with our Ustream feed and the audio being very garbled and packet lossy and sounding shitty.
The live stream.
Couldn't figure it out on the live stream. Couldn't figure it out. Same thing this week. On a hunch, I just decide to check for a flash update. And I'm told, oh, Google Chrome has the most updated flash. You're all set. And I said, hold on. What if Alex Webb's is bullshit? I tried a different web browser. I tried Safari. And I had a different experience broadcasting the Ustream.
Oh, so this was Safari today.
Safari, not Chrome. Chrome was fucked up. So fuck Alex Webb's.
I know
Webb's.
It wasn't Chrome.
So fuck Alex Webb's and his advice. Yeah, you should probably use Chrome unless you have to broadcast with Flash.
But, change your browser.
Change your browser. Maybe try Safari. Respect Steve Jobs. But,
Anyway,
thank you very much.
Good show.
Thanks.